is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it, my friends. It is Monday, and it's going to be a busy week, to say the least. We've got so much to cover this week. I have to keep your... Super Tuesday tomorrow, of course. Super Tuesday. We have primaries in numerous states tomorrow, including Texas. It's the one chance for Ted Cruz to hang on and survive. So I'm trying to figure out here what I missed, because I'm a little confused. I am completely confused because I heard something, and now we have to revisit it. On Friday, I was listening to a little presser with Donald Trump, right? And when I listened to it, he was asked by a reporter about David Duke. David Duke, the Louisiana Republican politician, who was also the former leader of the Ku Klux Klan. And apparently, somebody's alleging that David Duke has endorsed Donald Trump. And he said, I don't know anything about it. I disavow it, okay? I watched him shoot it down immediately. And yet this story somehow got legs. And people like Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are accusing Donald Trump of not disavowing the Ku Klux Klan. I'm like, I watched it happen. I'm confused. So we need to go to the tape of a follow-up during an interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. Trump was asked about it again. I mean, this was on Friday, so on Sunday he's asked about it again by Jake Tapper because the Anti-Defamation League is calling for the candidate to disavow support from David Duke, which I heard him do on Friday. I'm a little confused. Let's go to that tape. It's clip 5. Clip 5, let's go and see what Donald Trump is doing about disavowing alleged support from David Duke. Go.
I want to ask you about the Anti-Defamation League, which this week called on you to publicly condemn unequivocally the racism of former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke, who recently said that voting against you at this point would be treason to your heritage. Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him.
Okay, so he didn't flat out disavow it there, but he doesn't, you know, you can accept that or not. But my concern is that how desperate are the established Republicans to rid themselves of the idea of Donald Trump and the idea that he could soon be the party's nominee for president? I mean, trying to link him to the Ku Klux Klan is such a desperate, nakedly desperate move to me. I mean, what's going on when adults actually grab a hold of a nonsensical notion about a discredited Klansman that hasn't even been in the news for, what, 25 years? Who cares what David Duke does? I mean, this is the best you've got? Again, I watched this during a press event last Friday, and Trump said, I disavow it, okay? That was Friday. That should have been the end of it for me. But it seems to me the media, including CNN, are in on the fix as well after listening to that. Hammered. Hammered by you know, Jake Tapper there. I don't know anything about David Duke, he said. Fair enough. And I'm not a Donald Trump apologist or anything of that nature. It just seems to me pure foolishness. Apparently that wasn't good enough, by the way, to put this to an end. Both Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and their respective campaigns would like to keep this idea alive as long as possible heading into Super Tuesday tomorrow. My immediate question is, what does it say about those two? If you're going to peddle this idea that Donald Trump was somehow in bed with the Ku Klux Klan, really? An organization that, you know, pretty well died in this country for the most part more than 40 years ago. And you're trying to make this link, that's how desperate you are. Let's start with Cruz, whose campaign has been under fire in recent weeks for a series of ethically questionable decisions. The Texas senator tweeted out, really sad at Real Donald Trump, you're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. Not to be outdone, Florida Senator Marco Rubio continued the full frontal and unabashedly dishonest attacks, telling an audience that Trump had refused to repudiate David Duke and the Klan, which is not true. I watched it with my own eyes. It didn't matter. Rubio went on, we cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. Not only is it wrong, it makes him unelectable, said Rubio. Is this how far we've gone down into not the rabbit hole, but how about the sewer hole? I would suggest that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are lying and they know it. I saw the event on Friday. Ivy saw the event on Friday. It wasn't even close. He said, I disavow it, okay? That should have been the end of it. He doesn't know who the guy is. He doesn't care. And yet, the establishment is so worried about Donald Trump upending their apple cart, which is more like a cash cart because it's full of money for all of them, between big government, big business, big banks, big everybody. It seems to me they're just afraid of him upsetting the apple cart. It's the kind of straightforward Washington insider lying that makes so many Americans flat out enraged. It's the kind of business as usual BS that I think will keep pushing Trump to the front of the Republican field. If this is really the best they've got to fight back, they've got nothing. And I look at that and I say, no wonder people are looking to outsiders this year in the election. I mean, seriously. That's what you've got. Meanwhile, some big endorsements for Donald Trump. We'll talk about that after the break. Plus, of course, tomorrow's Super Tuesday. Hillary Clinton coming off a huge win in South Carolina of something like 50 points. Now we'll talk about what we've got on tap for today. Big show today, big week ahead. We'll talk racism, by the way, with Lisa Durden here a little bit later in the program. She's the one that told us on the last time she was on that Abraham Lincoln owned slaves. Hey, only the best for you, my friends. It's Monday on the Steve Gruber Show.
Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
So good to me. Monday morning.
All right, welcome back to it. Coming up later on the program, if you missed it on Friday, we had an interesting call from a listener who is a financial planner. So there's a new rule coming down that's going to really create some problems for you as an investor. If you have a 401k or a 529 or a 403b or, you know, a medical savings plan, any of those things. New rules, basically, a lot of these folks believe that it's a move by the federal government to steal your retirement plans. So we're going to talk about that. It's really critical. I've dug into it. It appears that there's a lot of trouble there And we'll be talking about that. Also today, Liz Peek will be on the program from Fox News, talking about Trump and Rubio and the Klan. Clark Hodges will be here talking about consumers facing some inflation as we go forward. And of course, Todd Corster and Cindy Gamra charged now by the Attorney General for their strange behavior, to say the least. And we'll get to that. But first, Donald Trump, you know, despite this pathetic attempt, it really is, to try to hook Donald Trump to the Ku Klux Klan, really, that's the best. If that's the best you've got, is to try to disparage the front runner with some alleged endorsement from some guy who was a flash in the pan a politician 25 years ago. What do you think, they're having lunch together? Talking about how they can get their hoods measured? I mean, please. It's embarrassing. You don't have an offer for a better country, for a better tax plan, for a better way forward. You're going to stick with Donald Trump got endorsed by David Duke and didn't say he renounced it fast enough. Wow. Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions, the extremely conservative Republican senator from Alabama, came out to endorse Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions says it's time to make America great again. He said a Gang of Eight type of immigration bill will not be passed during Trump's first term. An obvious slam at Marco Rubio. You see, here it is talking about a policy. Also, Governor Chris Christie came out. Chris Christie came out to endorse Donald Trump. You know, so big endorsements rolling in for Donald Trump now. Let's take clip two. Chris Christie, go.
And let me tell you one other thing. You've seen when the pressure has been on. When the pressure's been on Donald Trump, like it was Thursday night in those debates, he stood up like a man. He fought back. He fought hard. And that's the way he'll fight for you. And then when the heat was on Senator Rubio in those debates, you saw what happened. He melted. He melted.
But I will address, little Rubio. This guy has a fresh mouth. He's a very nasty guy. And I actually thought that Ted Cruz was a liar, but Rubio is worse. I mean, he's worse. And I watched, I must tell you, one of the reasons I love having Chris, and Chris called me a couple of days ago and said, you know what? What you have is a movement. I've never seen anything like it. He said, and he's a pro. He's one of the real endorsements that I wanted. And he called me. I would have called him. I was sort of like getting ready to call him. And out of the blue, Chris called. And he said, I want to endorse you and your campaign. I've never seen anything like it. And many people have never seen anything like it. I want to thank you all. I would love to win Arkansas. Special place. Many friends. Many friends. I don't want your money. I don't need your money. I don't want it. I want you to go out and vote on Tuesday and just knock them dead. And let's go. Let's create a mandate. We are going to make America great again.
We're all right, win, that's enough of that. We've heard that before. I see Chris Christie comes on board. I don't hear that's enough of Trump. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz says if Trump does, in fact, get on board, this is from CNN's Jake Tapper, that Hillary Clinton will win the election. Clip three, go.
Ever Trump exploded on Twitter this weekend, Republicans saying they will not vote for Donald Trump. Marco Rubio even tweeted it. You have said that electing Donald Trump to the presidency would be a grave mistake. Just for the record, if Trump is the nominee, will you support him?
I will support the Republican nominee, period, the end.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. Listen, I think if we nominate Donald, Hillary probably beats him. Not only does she get to attack him on a whole host of issues where he agrees with her, but you know, he's described Hillary Clinton as one of the best secretaries of state in history. You know, one of the big scandals with Hillary, I think even bigger than emails, is this Clinton Foundation that was essentially a slush fund, it appears, for foreign governments and foreign individuals and corporations to give 6- and 7-figure checks to the Clintons while she was Secretary of State. Any Republican needs to be able to make that case. Donald can't, because she'll turn to Donald and laugh at him in a debate and say, but Donald, you gave $100,000 to the Clinton Foundation. How could you possibly be complaining?
Because he didn't know. And he didn't get something in return for that. It's an easy answer. Come on, Ted. You can do better than that. By the way, Clinton's emails. You know, Ted Cruz is the smartest guy in the room. Just ask him. He'll tell you. He's the smartest guy in the room. He's willing to share that with you, his knowledge, his brilliance. But the State Department will release the final batch of Hillary Clinton emails today, 10 months after the process began. This comes ahead of 11 Super Tuesday contests. But you know the problem with this? If there's something something really big in these emails, a lot of the voters in the Super Tuesday states already voted. They voted ahead of time. Absentee ballot. Can't take it back. You see, there's the problem when you're absentee ballots. You know, well, we started voting 3 months ago. Well, things change in an election. Revelations occur. What if there's a big revelation here? What if Bernie Sanders is, you know, able to capitalize on it? You know, anyhow, Hillary Clinton's email is coming out today and so much more. After the break, we're going to talk to Professor Alan Sachs, drag him out of bed at the University of Texas in Arlington, get his thoughts on the Klan, Super Tuesday, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, and the whole bunch. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Steve Gruber Show, American values with Midwestern common sense.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
All right, welcome to it.
I walked out this
Monday, the 29th of February. 29th of February. So, if you're wondering what's going on next, Super Tuesday is tomorrow. Another big snowstorm possibly coming our way. So, we're going to get to our good friend, Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science. A little crunched for time today. He has to go, you know, embed young minds with knowledge. Professor, welcome to it.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
All right, here's my question. How desperate is the Republican Party? I say that because here's this thing. I watched Friday, and some reporter asked Donald Trump about the Ku Klux Klan and David Duke, and he goes, I don't know. I disavow that. I don't know what you're talking about. And they pounded it all week, and I'm like, the Republican establishment is trying to link Donald Trump to a guy who hasn't been in the news in 25 years about some endorsement that nobody cares or knows about in an effort to what? Make him link to the Ku Klux Klan? Is that where we've arrived?
Yeah, some people think it's a little too convenient. You make an interesting point. But you know, there are some people, and David Duke is an odious character. There's no question about that, you know. But I keep remembering there was a president of the United States whose name was Barack Obama, who also had some pretty odious associations that, you know, in his past, like Bill Ayers and people like that, and many others. And it just seemed to slip right through. Nobody seemed to care about it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he said something like, I didn't know him, and I didn't have anything to do with him, and that was it. You know, and it was gone, you know. But I think they're trying to derail Donald Trump. Some people sort of smell a setup. Other people think that Donald Trump was just, you know, dumb, you know, literally in doing this. You know, he talks so fast, he shoots at the hip. And that got him into trouble this time. He does shoot at the hip. There's no question about that.
But wait, how did he get himself in trouble? Here's what I don't understand. Because the only time that I saw it, and I must be missing something here. Because the only clip that I saw, Ivy and I are watching, and he says, I don't know anything about that. I disavow it, okay? That was on Friday in the middle of the day. Right. I disavow it, okay? That should be the end of it.
I think the interview that probably started him, getting him a little bit of trouble, was a Sunday morning interview.
Right, but my point is, why are they still talking about it?
Well, it's Donald Trump, and they want to derail him.
There's nothing to talk about. He said, I disavowed, okay? That was on Friday.
That's right. But
on Sunday, they're still talking about it.
That's right. They want to derail him. There's no question about that. Some people want to derail him. I don't know who they are, but they want to derail him. And frankly, this may be it, because as everybody knows, if the media grabs something and keeps pounding on it, it can have an effect, and I think this is the possibility of having an effect. It'll be interesting to see if the polls begin to bring him down. I don't think he's going to win in Texas tomorrow, and there were some polls that came out much earlier last week that showed one poll in particular from a local television station that showed Donald Trump and Ted Cruz almost running neck and neck.
In Texas.
In Texas, exactly. And here in North Texas, where I am, it showed Donald Trump leading. But subsequent polls have shown the opposite, that Ted Cruz has a pretty good margin ahead of Donald Trump. And there's been early voting. There's early voting here in Texas. And a tremendous number of people have already voted. So it's hard to know what that's going to mean, given this information.
You know, that was what I was just saying. You know, these people go to the polls, and Hillary's, a big batch of Hillary emails coming out today. They say it's the last of it, but, you know, the way that emails keep showing up for her, I wouldn't say it's the last of it. It's right. The last of this batch, if you will. And if there's something, you know, a big revelation in her emails,
it'll mean nothing.
It'll mean nothing because, well, it'll mean nothing for all the people that voted early. What if there's something big in there that really irritates Democrats?
Right. I do not like early voting, and this is a pretty good example of it. I do not like early voting. By the way, it's also very interesting how some issues, and I'm talking about Hillary Clinton or President Bill Clinton or President Barack Obama, some things in their life just don't, it just rolls off. Or, which is even more interesting, they ask people going into the polls about Mrs. Clinton. Is she honest? Is she trustworthy? And so huge amounts, say 70-80%, say, no, she's not, you know, and yet they vote for her. It is a strange kind of a deal we have in regard to who we like and who we dislike. I've always believed that if you like somebody, it doesn't matter what they do.
I did hear, you know, I think that it says, I'll be honest with you. I think that for Marco Rubio, who has really been, you know, pushing this narrative about the Klan, I'm like, what do you think, that he's out having lunch with David Duke and, you know, sizing up his cap? I mean, seriously. Well, and I think it says more about Rubio and Cruz that they would want to push this narrative than it does about Donald Trump.
I don't think that Rubio and Cruz had much to do with it.
But I'm just talking about the responses that were published.
Right.
You know, saying that people that, you know, don't immediately endorse such things are not electable, says Marco Rubio. Sad. And here's Ted Cruz says, really sad, Donald Trump, you're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. I mean, really?
By the way, of course, many, many candidates, this is not the first time something like this has happened. I'm going all the way back to people like Barry Goldwater, who was certainly absolutely no racist whatsoever, but they tagged him with that. They tagged him with it, and it hurt him. There's no question about that, you know. And people come out and odious people come out and endorse very reputable personalities, and sometimes it hurts, and sometimes it doesn't. I think this one is going to hurt Donald Trump. I think this is going to hurt him, and I'll be interesting to see the polls when it comes out to see if I'm right or not.
So you really think an endorsement that he said, I disavow that, when he first heard it, is going to hurt him because it doesn't matter what the truth is. They're going to try to link him to the Klan, and somehow that's going to be his...
The media. Here comes the media again. The media is going to pound on it, and it looks like that's what they're doing. If the media is going to pound on it, yeah, it's going to hurt him.
And this is why people are sick and tired of the whole process. People are smart enough to know better that Donald Trump, who has worked with a variety of different people, men, women, different countries, different backgrounds, everything else, is being, you know, tagged with this. I mean, find something legitimate, boys and girls. Don't play in the sewer, because that's all they're doing. They're not doing, like I said earlier on the program here, they're not going down a rabbit hole. They're going down a sewer hole, and everybody stinks.
David Duke is a real creep.
I get that. But when was the last time David Duke was even in the conversation? 25 years ago?
That's right. I think I saw him on television about a year ago, a year and a half ago, talking about some subject. And he was just absolutely, completely ridiculous in what he was saying, you know. And I think most people got it. And in fact, I think it was on Fox, if I'm not mistaken. And they cut him off. It was a different subject. And they cut him off, and he said, okay, you don't want me to talk about it. And then they just cut him off, I think, at the end, and it was on a particular subject. And that was the last I've heard of him, you know, and that was about a year and a half ago. But you're right. He hasn't been in the news since about 25 or 30 years ago in Louisiana, I think, when he ran for office. I think he was running against a then-governor of Louisiana who eventually went to jail. And the bumper sticker was, vote for the crook. I've always loved that. One of the great bumper stickers of all time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, David Duke left office in 1993. So,
right.
You know, close to 25 years. That's after, you know, all the Klan stuff came to surface. He was a two-time congressman thrown out in 1993. And somehow what he says or does even matters is bizarre. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
I want to live, I want to give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give. Searching for a heart of gold.
All right, so let's just for the fun of it, let me address some hypocrisy just for a moment. All right, let me just address some hypocrisy on this. First of all, this Klan story has no place. But if you are going to be forced to hear it, at least understand that, you know, Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia was the grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. He was supported by Hillary Clinton, advanced by Barack Obama to lead the United States Senate during his first term there. Robert Byrd was the grand cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. Nobody said boo. Nobody said boo. Harry Truman was a member of the Klan. President Harry Truman was a member of the Klan. He was president of the United States. He joined the Klan not as a young man, when he was 41 years old and a judge. Isn't it baffling? Isn't it baffling? You know, David Duke is a whack job, but he left office in 1993. What he does or says, who cares? You know, Senator Byrd remained active in the Klan for years and years. Years! As an adult, as a man, into the late 60s. And there's all sorts of, you know, you can go back through time, find all sorts of people that were connected to the Klan. Klan was big, you know, in the 1910, 1920, 1930, you know, through big chunks of this country. Anyhow, I find it unbelievable. Anyhow, prior to this all happening, and I think it's probably going to hold true. Now, maybe Ted Cruz comes and wins Texas, but Republicans ought to be ashamed of themselves to try to make this the conversation. You know, the Detroit or the New York Daily News has a picture of, you know, a hooded Don Trump. Trump for president, you know, with a hooded, you know, in a Klan outfit, if you will. It's just embarrassing. Before all this, though, Ohio Governor John Kasich asked about his chances on Super Tuesday. And he said, honestly, I think Trump could win them all. Take clip four.
I think the way in which you beat somebody like Donald Trump is not wrestling in the mud with him, but rather talking about your record, your accomplishments, and your vision. I mean, I think people get elected president on the basis of record, accomplishments, and vision.
Why would you
not
think that's
on who can shout
Donald
the loudest?
But, Governor, pardon? Why, I mean, we've had four contests now. Why would you think that approach is the way to beat him?
Well, first of all, we are following our campaign plan to right where we wanted it to be. And, Jake, I'm the last governor standing. And we went from 16 down like 4 or 5. I think I'm doing just fine. And, Jake, I've won a lot of elections in my lifetime. And, by the way, I'm beating Hillary Clinton by more than anybody else in the field. So why would I change?
Well, I mean, no offense, but you haven't won a contest and it doesn't look like you're going to win any on Tuesday. And
no, I think Trump's probably going to win probably all of them. But you keep holding your own and we have our campaign plan. I mean, everybody has to do it the way they want to do it.
Well, let's talk
about
our
way of doing it. Was our campaign plan was ultimately to, you know, hold our own in some of these places, and we will, I expect, and then we're going to head north.
And then they're going to head north. Mm-hmm. So there you have that. You know, it's John Kasich, and I don't know about what he was talking about being Hillary Clinton. There might be a poll out there that shows that. But Governor Kasich is going to stick around until he gets into, obviously, his home state of Ohio, Michigan, on you know, a week from tomorrow, March the 8th. But I am still hung up on this whole thing with, you know, with Robert Byrd. He was put forth, Robert Byrd. He was a member of the Klan. He was a member of the Klan. He said it was from tunnel vision, you know, and an immature outlook. He was a member of the Klan into his later years. Into his later years, he was the, he wrote to the Grand Wizard, "The Klan is needed today as never before, and I'm anxious to see its rebirth in West Virginia and in every state of the nation. However, when running for the United States House of Representatives," he announced after about a year, he became disinterested in the Klan, quit paying his dues. So I don't know what to tell you about it, but he was the Grand Cyclops or something like that. And he was put forth by Barack Obama to be his Senate leader in 2009 until his death in June of 2010. You know, exalted Cyclops. That's what he, exalted Cyclops. He won unanimously to that position. So where, you know, isn't this a bit, good Lord, disingenuous? Anyhow, it's confusing, man. I mean, is that really where we've gone in politics? To try to besmirch, you know, go after Trump for doing shady business deals, for going bankrupt, for being a loudmouth, for saying inappropriate things? Fine. He's bombastic. He's a loose cannon. Fine. You know, he's worse. Call him, you know, say he's a, you know, fill in the blank. But to try to you know, win by besmirching his image because he was endorsed by somebody nobody even cares about, who left Congress 25 years ago. Really? Really? No wonder everybody hates politics, for God's sake. It's revolting, frankly. 52 after.